USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United States has taken bold action to confront these sinister threats.
President Trump referring there to weapons of mass destruction, which is the focus of a UN Security Council meeting that he is chairing today. Trump also singling out Syria and Iran for strong criticism, and he defended his decision to pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear accord, again calling it a horrible deal.
Following America's withdrawal, the United States began reimposing nuclear-related sanctions on Iran. All U.S. nuclear-related sanctions will be in full force by early November.
A third woman to accuse Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct is coming forward. She's being represented by Stormy Daniels lawyer Michael Avenatti. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump saying this morning that a second meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could be nailed down very soon. He spoke with reporters as he was heading into the UN today and said Kim is very anxious for another meeting. He noted that good things are happening when it comes to the relationship between the United States and North Korea. A Chinese national who served in the U.S. Army Reserve is accused of recruiting spies for China. Prosecutors say the 27-year-old came to the U.S. in 2013 on a visa, allowing him to get an education. A federal agency is citing the Minneapolis Veterans Medical Center for failures after a veteran committed suicide there. The man killed himself in the center's parking lot in February, less than 24 hours after he was discharged from its mental health unit. The Minneapolis VA saying it's implementing the report's recommendations and reviewing how it identifies suicide risk before discharge. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Today could be a day of reckoning for thousands of people residing in South Carolina, even though Hurricane Florence may only be a memory for some. People who live near rivers in Horry and Georgetown counties are expecting to have to get out of the way when those rivers crest today. Georgetown could see flooding of 5 to 10 feet deep. Thousands of people have already been urged to evacuate that area. In a Tuesday speech to Virginia Military Institute cadets, Defense Secretary James Mattis was discussing the plans for the Department of Defense, and John Clemens has details.
Mattis laid out his three lines of effort. They included building a more lethal military, create more alliances, and to modernize every program at the Pentagon.
We're going to modernize the Department of Defense so every dollar I get, I can look the American Congress in the eye and say, we didn't waste your money. We didn't waste the treasury. And it went to make our military more lethal.
He also pledged to share the Pentagon's capability to protect the country from cyber attack with those outside the military. I'm John Clemens.
And in Major League Baseball, Washington Nationals ace pitcher Max Scherzer's latest milestone came at the expense of the Miami Marlins last night. Scherzer struck out 10 Marlins in a 9-4 victory at Washington, becoming just the 17th pitcher in MLB history to record 300 strikeouts in a single season. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.